Hey, Adrian here. I'm just creating this video out of pure frustration, actually, and not to do with the rain. I quite like it. It feels a bit like home. But the frustration is from dealership land, and this particular video is to do with your finance results. And if they're not where they need to be, then you need to pay close attention to what I'm about to share with you. And if it's aftermarket or warranties, it's actually a very similar message. So whichever applies to you. Now, the very important stuff. So I was having a conversation with the sales manager within a dealership group. He was complaining about finance not being where it needed to be. And then he proceeded to tell me why. Now, there's only one of three things that can actually happen. And this particular video is directed at those three things. And the first one is what the salespeople do. So if you're a salesperson watching this, pay attention. Secondly is what your business managers, if you're a business manager watching. And the third one is the sales managers. So if you're a dealer principal watching this, then please make sure you're all over what I'm about to share. The three things that can happen or do happen. There's other things which are reasons or maybe excuses, whether it's interest rates or competition, that kind of stuff. But we've got to control the controllables. And if you're a salesperson watching this, then my first question to you is, are you bringing up finance with each and every lead that you speak to, whether it's a walk-in or whether it's on the phone? Are you having that conversation? And second point is it an effective conversation? I.e., you're not just saying, how are you paying for the car, Mr. Jones? Because what do they say? Cash. I hate that question. And it's hardly ever cash, right? It's from somewhere else. But we need to be asking better questions. And I've got a few real key ones, but I'll share one with you for now. It's quite simply, John, do you mind if I ask, have you already organized your finance or is that still in progress? See, that can generate a conversation, and then perhaps you can introduce your business manager and get them involved, and all of a sudden you're bringing in more money to the dealership and also increasing your chances of getting a sale. Second thing that can happen is, if you're a business manager watching this, please listen closely. Love you to bits, business managers. However, I just put through in the last couple of weeks a whole heap of business managers through the DISC profile, something I'm accredited in. And a lot of business managers, in this case was over 90%, they come out, and rightly so, as what's called high C behavior. That's what's called their primary behavioral style, which in DISC language is conscientiousness. I change it for the motor trade to what I call suspicious Sarah. So there's sometimes a lack of trust there. It takes a while to build trust. But the positives for the business managers are good attention to detail. You need that, true. Good at finding problems and issues and solving them. And also very task orientated. And there's others as well. But what's the downside of that? Well, being task orientated, you're often quite happy, business managers, to sit in your office all day long and wait for leads and deals to come to you. No! If you do that, you're limited with how much business you can bring in. What you've actually got to do, and it's getting outside your comfort zone, especially if you are that high C behavior, is mixing on a daily basis with your sales team. You should be in daily meetings with your sales team and showing them how you can benefit them, how you can help them sell more cars. That's what you should be doing on a daily basis. And again, it's outside your comfort zone, but you've got to do it if you want that extra income and you want to be the best you can possibly be in your role. Third message is for sales managers. Now, this particular guy that I was talking to is a sales manager. He's complaining about the finance not being where it needs to be, as I mentioned. But he's got one salesperson who's been there a heck of a long time, very experienced. This salesperson, let's call him Peter, it's not his name. Peter's finance results weren't even bad. They were pathetic. But what the sales manager was saying is, yeah, but that's just who he is. No, you're a sales manager. Your job is to manage the salespeople and the sales process. And they get paid. Part of their role is to introduce finance, just as it is aftermarket, just as it is warranties, just as it is selling the car and doing everything that's involved in that. And your job as a sales manager is to make sure that's happening with each and every person. It's a pain in the ass, but you've got to bring it up every single day until it's conditioned, until each of your sales team are doing it on a regular basis. And the next level of that is doing it really effectively. when you're doing those three roles, the three things that we can control, because we can control what we do and what we say, then your finance results or your aftermarket or your warranties, all that stuff just takes care of itself. Your results will go through the roof. But maybe you need some help with it, and that's fine. Reach out. But do those three things, please, in those three roles, and you'll be thankful that you did. Speak soon. Cheers.